At this time, if we could all rise for our scripture reading. And it comes out of four different books, so I will read each passage of scripture, and after that we'll invite Pastor Huang to come up and share the message with us this morning. The first is from Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of men." The next is Mark chapter 16, verse 15. "He said to them, 'Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation.'" Luke chapter 19, verse 10. "For the Son of Man came to save what was lost." And finally, John chapter 21, verse 15. "When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?' 'Yes, Lord,' he said, 'you know that I love you.' Jesus said, 'Feed my lambs.'" At this time, we invite Pastor Huang to come up.
As you all know, October is our mission month. Throughout this month, you have many chances to hear about the message concerning mission. Usually, church ministry can be divided into five areas, five categories, such as worship, education, caring, service, and mission. But I would like to say the highest priority in God's heart is mission, even though all departments are equally important. But God's heart, the first priority is missions. Because the Bible says God wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. God doesn't want anyone to perish. He wants everyone to come to repentance. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for all people. All people need to hear the good news. Jesus, when he on the earth, emphasized mission very much. In the beginning and at the end of his ministry, he all emphasized mission. In the beginning, he said to his disciples, "Come, follow me, I will make you fishers of men." At the end of his ministry, he commanded, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creations." Not only the Holy Father, the Holy Son emphasize our mission, but the Holy Spirit also come with this purpose. The Holy Spirit came to witness Christ, to empower Christians to do the mission work. The Holy Trinity all emphasize our mission. That's why our church set apart 1 month, the most beautiful month, October. We call it the mission month. Remind all of us, emphasize our mission. Participate in mission work. So, this month we invite many outside speakers. We arranged many mission meetings. I hope you can attend, participate in some of the seminars, some of the workshops, listen to the message, understand the importance and the strategy, the way to do mission work. In God's mind, all His children should be some kind of mission workers. if I use a big term, missionary. All Christians should be some kind of missionaries. Our Lord Jesus Christ, He is the great missionary. He was sent by God the Father from heaven to earth. We Christians all were sent by our Lord Jesus Christ from church to your home, from church to your working place, to your living environments, to your neighborhood. All of us are missionaries. Not only go to Africa, not only go to South America, go to your neighbor, go to your working place, go talk to your colleague. It's also a mission work, so you are a missionary. This morning, I would like to share with you how to become a successful mission worker or a successful missionary. I would like to introduce you four key words about mission workers, about a missionary, one from each of the four Gospels, one from Matthew, one from Mark, one from Luke, one from John. Hope we can all remember those important keywords. The first keyword is come. In the beginning of our Lord Jesus' ministry, He said, come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Remember, only Jesus can make you to become a fisher of men. Not by seminary alone, not by church counselor, not by your pastor, only by Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said to His disciples, those disciples are supposed to be missionaries, are supposed to be mission workers. Jesus said, come and follow me. I will make you fishers of men. Who can catch people? Who can bring people to God? Only by the wonderful miracle work of our Lord. So commit yourselves to the Lord. Come to Him. Come to Jesus. If you come to Jesus, He will make you fishers of men. No other way. It doesn't matter what kind of degree you hold. It doesn't matter what position in society you have. It doesn't matter how many talents you possess or how wealthy you may be. The simple question is whether you want to come to the Lord, whether you want to follow Jesus Christ. Otherwise, you will never be a successful mission worker. All those who would like to come and follow Jesus, he must be close to the Lord. He must be eager to read his Bible, must be willing to pray very often, must love the Lord with all his heart, must deny yourself and take off your cross to follow the Lord. You must dedicate yourself to honor Him, to obey Him. Are you this kind of person? Do you have this mentality? If you don't, forget about doing mission work. Dear brothers and sisters, I say this very seriously. If you don't come to the Lord, if you are not willing to be close to Him, if you do not eager to read His Bible, if you don't pray to Him, pray continually or pray often, if you don't love Him, if you don't dedicate yourselves to him, he cannot use you. He cannot make you fishers of men. This is very important. I hope all of us, at least during this mission month, again we come to our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died for us, rose again for us, sits at the right hand of God the Father, is the ruler of the whole universe. He is our dear Savior. Come to him. Follow him. You can become a fisher of men. Now the second key word is go. After come, you should go. At the end of Jesus' ministry, he said, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Go and make disciples of all nations. So what type of people can be a successful missions worker? Those who are willing to go, who are actually going, not only listening, not only planning, not only learning. It does not matter how much training you have received. It does not matter how much knowledge you have concerning missions. If you have the heart to go, the Lord can use you miraculously. For examples, the Samaritan woman, we are all familiar with this woman. He just believed in Jesus, but he went to the whole town, preached Jesus Christ is the Lord, is the Savior. Then the whole town know about Jesus. Another example, a demon-possessed man from Gerasenes, he went and goes, then creates a sensation in Decapolis. Philip goes, end up leading an Ethiopian eunuch to believe Jesus. Peter goes and lead the whole household of Cornelius to the Lord. When you obey Jesus' command, go, you will experience the almighty arm, the omnipotent power sustaining you all the way. To go may mean go to a far away place, but also somewhere nearby. It can be in the jungles of Africa, but it also may be in the house next door to you. It can be any big cities in Europe or a small town in the USA. Go follow the will of the God. Go follow the supporting church. You go with our Lord's promise. He said, surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Dear brothers and sisters, we all come to our Lord long time ago. Some of you may be younger than I am, maybe come to the Lord 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, but pray the Lord give you the heart, not only come to him, listen to his word, but go. Go to somewhere he wants me to go. Go to somewhere he sent me to go. Go back to your family. Go back to your working place. Go back to your neighborhood, to your community. Go back to your living environment. When you go, you will experience something wonderful, something miraculous will happen in your life. Now the third key word is sick. Sick. During Jesus' ministry, he made very clear about the purpose of his coming. In Luke 19:10, he said, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." God created the mankind. Therefore, all human beings originally belongs to God. But Adam and Eve rebelled against God, and thus man was lost from God's hand. God so loved the world, so loved the world people, He sent His only begotten Son into this world in order to seek what was lost. Because those who are lost cannot come back to Him, but must be sought after in order to come back. And those who have been sought back, in turn, should try to seek after people who are still lost. That's what Christians, you have to do, we have to do. So mission work is the work of seeking the lost. Our Lord Jesus used two parables to explain seeking the lost. One is the lost sheep, another is the lost coin. In the lost sheep, the good shepherd leaves his flock of 99 sheep to seek after the one lost sheep. In the process, which involves the toilsome process of love, of patience, and willingness to make sacrifice. If you would like to do mission work, remember, always has some sacrifice. Always you got to be ready in the process of some toils, some difficulties, some hardships. The shepherd would have had to face unpredicted dangers or even bad weathers. Many, many things will threaten his life. In searching of the lost sheep, prepare yourself to give even your best, your life. Also, the lost coin, you see, the woman has to light a candle, sweep the home, and search all over carefully and patiently in order to find the missing coin. It is not something comfortable, not something of ease. So are you willing to pay the price in order to seek those lost people? Don't forget our Lord Jesus. He is the great shepherd. Our Lord already paid the greatest price, His own life, in order to seek us. And He will be by our side, lead us, if you are willing to walk with Him, to seek those who are lost. All apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, they have the sense of honor, of privilege to do this work. All apostles, except John, didn't die as a martyr. Other apostles all died because of preaching the gospel, because they think being a missionary, being a mission worker, doing the mission work, seek the lost, save the lost, is the most honorable thing in the earth. They are willing to die for that. If you do not have this kind of value in your mind, sometimes you are not willing to seek very hard. They have this kind of value. Doing the mission work to preach the gospel to the lost is the most honorable thing. Even die for that is still worthy. I remember Martin Luther King once he said a very important sentence. He said, if there is nothing to die for, there is nothing to live for. So he fight for his people. Then he died for his people. If there is nothing to die for, there is nothing to live for. I think all the apostles, they are willing to die for the mission work. They are willing to die for all those who are lost. This is very important. I don't have to mention the name, all of them. Sometimes we do not have this kind of value. Sometimes we have wrong value. We are willing to die for some other things, some very small thing. Last week, I read the newspaper. One thing impressed me very much. The story happened in China. A couple, they have different interests. The husband loves watch TV, the ball game very much. So every night, watch ball game. But the wife, she loves soap opera every night. So one night, the ball game is very important. The husband, because he's stronger, so he hold the remote control in his hand. But the wife say, now the time is for my soap opera. I got to watch this. Otherwise, it kind of continue. They fight. Then husband changed to ball game. Wife changed to soap opera. Finally, the husband push her. Go away. And the hold the remote control. The wife said, if you don't let me watch, I will go out and jump to the river. Threaten him. The husband said, go ahead. I want to watch my ball game. Don't bother me. Well, she really went out and jumped into the river. 5 minutes later, a neighbor comes to knock the door. Your wife is in the river. He said, oh, he did something really. He said, what she said. Then he went out. Then he also jumped into the water. Then saved her out of the river. Then many people come and comfort them. So the husband say, I gave up. Tonight, I am not watching ball game anymore. Lord, give you the remote control. This is on the newspaper. This is, I think, 5 days ago. It's a very interesting story. I don't know whether you like ball game or soap opera, but this is the value system in your mind. It's seeking the lost. So important to you, so honorable to you, you are willing to pay high price for that. This is our Lord Jesus said. He come in order to seek and to save. What price he paid? His life. Now the fourth word is feed. Is feed. Not long before our Lord Jesus' ascension, he told Peter, entrust Peter, feed my lamb, feed my sheep. When we found those who are lost, we cannot let them starve anymore. We cannot let them be thirsty anymore. But we should feed them immediately. Find water, find good food for them. The last request in our Lord Jesus' great commission is teach them to obey everything he has commanded us. Teach them the Lord's will. teach them the Lord's commandment. Just as our Lord Jesus himself spent more than 3 years to teach his disciples, and also Paul toiled over 3 years in Ephesus teaching and feeding the flock. If you want to feed the sheep, remember, you got to study hard. You should familiar with the Bible teaching. You should familiar with the basic doctrines. You should familiar with the important theological truths. So, dear brothers and sisters, any mission worker should study hard, study diligently, not only read your Bible, study theological teachings. All the faith, all about the theological truths. One example, we're all familiar with Philip, who led the Ethiopian eunuch to the Lord. The Ethiopian eunuch asked one question. What does the Bible mean the lamb was slain? Thank God, Philip was familiar with the book of Isaiah, especially Isaiah chapter 53. What happened if Philip say, oh, sorry, I don't know. Could you wait here? I will go back to ask Peter. Then he left. The opportunity will be gone. All of us read your Bible diligently, study theological truths diligently. Then you can answer people's question immediately. Otherwise, you will lose many, many good chances to do the mission work. Feed the sheep. Feed the lamb. So prepare good material, nutritious food for the sheep. Otherwise, you cannot be a successful mission worker, cannot be a successful missionary. Remember, all of us are missionary in some sense, not only Margaret, only those who go to Africa. All of us, all children of God, all Christians are some kind of mission worker. Now I would like to conclude what I have said. According to the above, the four key words for a successful mission worker are come, go, seek, feed. Come to the Lord. Come before the Lord. Go unto the people. Go into the world. Seek those who are lost. Feed those who are in need. May the Lord make all Christians in RCCC fishers of men. All of us become some kind of missionary, missions worker. The Lord send us from church to your home, to your neighborhood, to your working place, to your living environments. Regardless if one is full-time or part-time, long-term or short-term, in the same culture or different cultures, we must all work together to fulfill our Lord's great commission until our Lord's second coming. Shall we pray?